WSP-SSHRC-1-8.docx. Draft Shirk Proposal. Early in June 2015, Canada endorsed a G7 statement calling for the global phase-out of fossil fuel use by the year 2100. This stands dramatically at odds with the determination of Canada's governing Conservative Party to prioritize the development of Canada's oil and gas sector and develop as many export pathways as possible for fossil fuels. This decision has been contested by an emerging social movement in both Canada and the United States, which is integrating older North American environmentalist organizations with groups that have been less traditionally focused on environmental protection, but which have been mobilized and to a degree unified by the perceived threat of climate change. This emerging movement, which has been particularly concentrated on proposed oil pipelines like the Keystone XL pipeline from Alberta to Texas and the Northern Gateway pipeline from Alberta to the coast of British Columbia, is of both contemporary political importance and of interest to scholars. It can be understood as a modern example of a social movement in which diverse actors with partially compatible interests are becoming increasingly coordinated out of a shared sense of threat, a clearer joint identification of opposing forces, and, to a degree, by a shared vision of what a desirable future involves. Regardless of the specific outcome of efforts to resist these pipelines, the coalitions that are forming, including between environmentalists, faith communities, and Aboriginal groups, are of contemporary political interest while also raising important theoretical questions about distributive justice, the mechanisms of social change, and the forces controlling decision-making at the highest levels of North American society. By undertaking a detailed study of the origins, composition, strategies, and tactics of this movement, my PhD project will contribute to scholarly understanding of North American climate and energy politics, how this region is integrated into the wider global debate, and how this social movement relates to previous scholarly analyses of substantial societal transformations. Both long-standing and new climate-focused environmental non-governmental organizations have been a prominent part of the anti-pipeline movement, part of what Naomi Klein has described as blockadia, along with faith groups and Aboriginal organizations. This project will examine the origins of the movement, the objectives and strategic decisions that have been developed so far, and the relationship between the elements that comprise opposition to pipelines overall. In particular, this project will focus on the relationships between environmental groups and Aboriginal groups, identifying places where their objectives and strategies overlap, as well as where they differ. Many of those opposed to the development of major new fossil fuel projects have identified the legal rights of Aboriginal groups in Canada and the United States as a promising mechanism for resistance. This connection has also been recognized by Aboriginal groups and authors. For instance, in their account of the I Vote No More movement, the Keynote Nada Nimi Collective identifies as one of the three main objectives of the movement the repeal of significant sections of the Canadian federal government's omnibus legislation, Bills C-38 and C-45, and specifically parts relating to the exploitation of the environment, water, and First Nations territories. The recent Supreme Court of Canada Tsilcotin decision adds to the importance of Aboriginal rights in responding to environmental issues. While many Aboriginal groups and much of the writing of Aboriginal individuals highlights environmentalism and respect toward nature as long-standing values, there are also conflicts that have arisen with environmentalists, In some cases, these conflicts are essentially pragmatic, as when members of a community wish to benefit financially from resource extraction, which others see as damaging. Sometimes disagreement is more philosophical, or based on the view that the environmentalist movement wishes to take advantage of the rights of Aboriginals to achieve objectives that may not be in their interests. By seeking direct comment on these issues from a wide variety of individuals associated with Aboriginal groups, a richer understanding of patterns of conflict and cooperation between environmentalists and Aboriginals may be achieved. The involvement of faith groups in the anti-pipeline movement is of interest for several reasons. It will help to illuminate how coalitions in which different factions vary in their presuppositions and favored tactics function. It also increases the scope for historical comparison with major past social movements, which have also included major participation from faith groups. Perhaps most importantly, the civil rights movement in the United States. The principal sources of data for this project will be documentary sources and interviews. Interviews will be conducted both remotely and in person. A preliminary list of interview subjects is in place, subject to ethical approval. The project involves special ethical considerations since both members of historically oppressed groups and people currently under government surveillance will hopefully consent to be interview subjects. Ultimately, the project will include travel through areas where opposition to the Trans-Canada Keystone XL pipeline has been active, between Alberta and the Gulf of Mexico, and where opposition to the Keystone Northern Gateway pipeline, the Enbridge Northern Gateway pipeline, has been active in British Columbia, possibly including the Unist'ot'en camp. Participants in both anti-pipeline movements will be contacted and hopefully interviewed from Toronto before the travel part of the research, and are expected to serve as an important mechanism for identifying who to interview during Ultimately, the project will include travel through areas where opposition to the Trans-Canada Keystone XL pipeline has been active, between Alberta and the Gulf of Mexico, and where opposition to the Enbridge Northern Gateway pipeline has been active in British Columbia, possibly including the Unist'ot'en camp. Participants in both anti-pipeline movements will be contacted and hopefully interviewed from Toronto before the travel part of the research. Conversations with them will help to develop a broader network of interview subjects with distinct perspectives on the questions being studied. My personal experiences make me confident this research approach will be appropriate and effective. Between completing my MPhil in international relations at Oxford with a thesis on the role of science in global environmental policymaking, and starting my PhD at the University of Toronto, I spent 5 years working for Canada's federal government, mostly at Environment Canada. That helped broaden my understanding of how governments respond to external policy pressures and major trends, and what their processes of decision-making are. since coming to Toronto, I have been personally involved in the climate change activist movement. Work I have done in establishing a climate-focused NGO in Toronto and supporting environmental groups elsewhere means I know many of the people who have been most active in the fight against pipelines. Work that I have done in establishing a climate-focused NGO in Toronto and supporting environmental groups elsewhere means I know many of the people who have been most involved in opposing pipelines, and also that others may be willing to speak with me. A background of involvement with activism and a wide network of contacts in the different parts of the climate change movement may be especially valuable for getting insight into the bridge to such an actual environmental groups. A background of involvement with activism and a wide network of contacts within different parts of the climate change movement may be especially valuable for gaining insight into the relationships between Aboriginal and environmental groups. These relationships have significant legal and political importance in the United States, particularly given recent judicial success for Aboriginal claimants pursuing enhanced environmental protection. Based on the Harper government's record, it seems likely that Canada's endorsement of the G7 statement was insincere, part of a statement of speaking boldly about action on climate change, when there is political pressure to do so, while continuing to use all policy instruments to support the heedless growth of the oil and gas sector. Recent work by scholars, including George Hoberg and Monica Gattinger, highlights how such decisions may have been self-defeating. May have been self-defeating for Canada's recent government, undermining the social license of the fossil fuel industry and making foreign jurisdictions more skeptical about Canada's commitment to Canada's commitment to helping to control climate change. While to some degree the anti-pipeline movement can be interpreted as a response to blunders by Canada's government, it is also clearly part of a broader theoretical, political, and social phenomenon. Through detailed discussions with people involved in the movement, this project has the potential to improve scholarly understanding of key dynamics in climate and energy policy, as well as contribute to literature and diverse social movements. And